So, I mean, the next two games, as far as, I mean, statistically looking at it, should be relatively easy. So how do you guys make sure you stay in that mindset of not letting down?
Well, that's easy. We're 5-5. We're not 10-0, and we aren't picked up in a national championship. So well, we'd have gone to a game not taking and paying full respect to our opponents and taking it serious, taking the game serious.
Finish your finals this week?
Yeah, Friday is my last one, presentation.
How nice is it to be almost done with your first semester of college?
It's pretty good. I took summer courses, so I've been here for a while now. And just going through it. But school isn't really difficult. I've always been a good student, so I'm just handling it, trying to get it done.
How would you describe just like productivity in general this weekend? Because obviously you have to balance all that kind of stuff out, but also as far as being able to get basketball things accomplished before you go out to train.
It's been good. I've actually had more time because I don't have to go to school. I just have to go to the test. And I've only had two tests I had to show for, right? Another two was just papers. So, you know, I've been able to get in here. Yesterday I got some treatment. Today and the other day I was able to come in here, do some drills before practice. I'm about to do that after I finish speaking to you guys. So this week has actually been the most time that I've had.
What did you take away from Friday's game when you got a chance to kind of go back and look at some things?
I need to improve my transition defense and being more effective in the second half or late periods of the game, finishing out the game, finishing as good as I started. So, you know, and I always look at mistakes and stuff I can work on because you never have a perfect game. So that's basically it.
Mel, how would you rate your play as a freshman so far? Has it been what we expected? Are you happy with the way you played?
You know, I'm happy that I haven't been stagnant, that I've been progressing. That I am happy about. I set the bar hard for myself, so I don't think I've played up to my full ability. And I still know I'm learning things every day, which all college freshmen are doing. You know, there's a lot of great freshmen out here turning in great performances, so I don't get hung up on myself when I have a pretty good game, a decent game. But, you know, I want to come out the next game, have an even bigger game and bigger game. That's my attitude every game. How can I top myself and keep going higher and higher? Because that's how I've always played. So, you know, but I'm definitely happy with my progress, that I'm not being stagnant, but never satisfied. And I definitely feel like I have a lot more that I could get done this season.
Have the in-state games been about what you expected? A guy from New York watching all these Iowa teams go against each other, been about what you expected?
Well, you know, I wasn't really familiar with any of this because I'm all the way in New York. I don't get this on my television. Yeah. But it's definitely been a great atmosphere. Iowa State was, I would say, the biggest atmosphere I've played in my career for is just how many people were here. And UNI game, we won that game. That was just a great experience. So, you know, the college rivalry is something that goes across all sports. And it's great when you're on the playing field to experience it. So I've been enjoying it, and obviously I want to get a win Saturday against Drake to close it out.